Okay, Parshas Vayechi. We'll go through a few topics, as much time as we have here. First, Pasuk Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Vayishana. Rashi says Vayechi Yaakov Lama Parshas Zus Duma. So, something called the Parshas Duma, and in general there is a break in the Parsha, but here there is no break between the end of Vayigash and Vayechi. So what Rashi means to say, Lama Parshas Zus Duma, Rashi means to ask, even though in general there's a break in the Parsha, here, Lama Parshas Zus Duma, why is there no break? Why is this one closed off? Why is there no break between Vayigash and Vayechi? And that Rashi says, that Nisimu Enem Belibam Shayishel Mitzaras Hashibud, or Shibikish Legalis Lekeith and Nisim Emenu. Now, if there's no break in the Parsha between Vayigash and Vayechi, how Lamaisa do we know that it's a new Parsha? So the Mizrachi and Gur Aryeh say that, Mizrachi and Gur Aryeh say that there's a Kabbalah from Ezra Sofer that he knew that Vayechi is a new Parsha. Okay, very good.
That's how the Mizrachi says.
Mizrachi says it. That's how we know.
Didn't know. Hashem told him.
Hashem told Ezra that this is where there should be.
I think it's a very big point.
I believe the Mizrachi says that Ezra knew this was new Parsha, and Hashem said, don't make a space here between Vayigash and Vayechi. Luli that Kabbalah, there's a famous Pshah here from the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor in Pesachim, the above and Beis, in the Sugya of Ein Mukta Mukha
B'Torah. I'm sorry, I don't like that idea, but the name Bechor Shor just really bothers me.
I'm sorry.
What kind of a name is that?
No comment. So he points out that there is a hechrach from the Pesukim itself, that this is a new Parsha. The end of Parshas Vayigash, the last pasuk of Vayigash, is Vayishav Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen Vayechazu bo Vayifru Vayirbu Me'od. So Klal Yisrael is going to be great, a lot of people Vayifru Vayirbu Me'od. And the next pasuk is Vayichin Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. So Bet B'chor Shor, the Pesukim are out of order, because we know that that the bracha in the beginning of Shmos of that was only Achar Misas Yaakov, and that was only Achar once the Shvatim were Nifter, and that's when the Tzaras Hashibud began. The Medrash says only once the Tzaras Hashibud began, that's when there was the Kiyum of Puruvu in Klal Yisrael that became great. So how could it be that the end of Parshas Vayigash, it says Vayifru Vayirbu Me'od, and then the next pasuk says Vayichi Yaakov. If Yaakov's still alive, there's no Vayifru Vayirbu Me'od. So you're going to tell me Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah.
That's only
okay.
Different Parsha.
Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah is only B'Shtei Parsha. So Parsha Achas, there's no call of Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah. As they Shtei M'Slacham Davar. So that's the Hechrach, that Lama Parsha Zus Duma, that this Parsha is a new Parsha, and why is it closed off? Lama Yisrael, that Rashi says it's Terusim. Okay, next, and next pasuk, Vayikra Yimei Yisrael Lomos Vayikra Livno Li Yosef. So it's a little bit muser that Yaakov calls Livno Li Yosef. So why? So the Orach Chaim is Omid. Why does it say that Yaakov called Livno Li Yosef? Let him just say Vayikra Livno. What's Livno Li Yosef? So Orach Chaim has a piece here, and B'toch Dvarav, he's bothered, why is Yaakov calling to Yosef? Rashi says that Yosef was a melech. Rashi is actually here in Vayechi. Rashi, on Pasuk Lamed Aleph, says, Sherei Yosef melechu. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Aleph says Yosef was a melech. Even though the Pasuk says Mishnah melech, Rashi says he was a melech. So, back to Orach Chaim, Gemara in Kiddushin, Melech Shemochol Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Mochol. So, if Ein Kvodo Mochol, Yosef can be Mochol as Kavod, how can Yaakov call over to Yosef? So, Zok to Orach Chaim, Davka Melech Yisrael, Shen Nimshach U Melech Al Yisrael. Aval Melech Kazeh B'Mitzias, Ze Yochol Limchol Al Kvodo. Lasos Ritzon Ozer. So, the whole din of Melech Shemochol Kvodo Kvodo Mochol is not a din of Melech Mitzias, it's only a Melech Al Yisrael. What do you mean? The whole shaila is how was he able to call him if Yosef can be Mochon's kavod and Yaakov has to go over to Yosef?
I thought the question was why does it say
The diuk of Libano Liosef, Ayin Shamba Orach, I'm not dealing with that. That was just the piece that he's dealing with. But the Tov Svarav, he's asking, how can Yaakov call over Yosef if Yosef can't be Mochal on his Kavod? The answer is, the whole din of Melech Mochal Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Mochal, is only on Melech Yisrael, not on Melech Yisrael.
On Melech Yisrael, his father can't call him over, that's it, his Chiv Kibirah falls down the drain?
Nahum. You'll see in the second Lama Deis that the Gemara also addresses Kibirah versus Melech. Now also the Shiva also comes up later in the Parsha when the Achim say that Yaakov told them they should ask for Sana Fesha, they ask for Mechila. So the Chida and others ask, how were they able to ask Mechila from Yosef on the Etzem Mechira, Melech Shah Machal Kvodo and Kvodo Machal? So again, same answer that the that's one of the Jerusalem. Since it's Nuchilish in the din of Melech Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Machal, that if what you're asking for Mechila on happened when he wasn't a Melech, even though B'shas B'kashas Mechila is when he's a Melech, it could be that on that you would say Kvodo Machal.
If someone was not a king and then he got elected as being a king, then you say that he still has to bring that same type of carbon.
So there,
if he is a king the entire time, therefore why is he able to be Mocho? You consider him a king because he's a king.
If I remember correctly, I think there's a custis there.
Can I ask you another question? Why can't you ask Mechila from a king?
Why
can't you ask Mechila from a king?
If his kvod is not Mocho, then I mean, in a Hanami, you have to know what you could do, but if it can't be Mocho on his kavod.
This seems to be pretty anti-Jewish not to be able to ask from Mechila.
Not sure. That would help here. Anyways, the Nakuda is also, there's other terutzim of, it could be before Matan Torah, din of Melech Machal Kvodo and Kvodo Machal is not applicable. It could be the din is totally in, there's two different types of Melech, there's similar to Orach Chaim, there's Melech Metzias, there's also a Minoy Melech. The whole din of Melech Machal Kvodo and Kvodo Machal comes from Som Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Imaso Alecha. You have to fear him. Masha Enkein, if he's Mochel, you don't have to fear him, but a Melech can't be Mochel on that. If Som Tassim Alecha Melech is only din Achar Matan Torah, or if it's only for somebody who was appointed as a king, Som Tassim Alecha Melech, then Efshar that the whole din of Mechila and Yiras HaMelech could be, it's not applicable to a Melech and Metzias as well. These Chilukim are important for, besides for later on the Parsha with the Achim, it's also Nogeya for, by Moshe and Yisro. Rashi in Parshas Yisro says Moshe Beinu was Meshamesh Yisro by the Suda, even though Moshe was a Melech. So the Mephoreshim there ask also, how was Moshe able to be Meshamesh Yisro? Melech Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Mochal. There are also some form of Torah, it's not Melech HaYisro, it could help for there as well.
I don't like this whole conversation.
Moving on, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So Yaakov asks Yosef, "Simna yochad tachas yirechi v'asisa imadi chesed emes al matik rei b'mitzrayim." And Yosef said back, "Anochi yaseh kedarecha." Then Yaakov said, "That's not enough. Anochi yaseh kedarecha. Hishava li v'hishava lo." So what's the mahus of the shvua? Why is he asking for a shvua? Yosef the tzaddik, why would he not listen? Yosef already said yes. Why is he asking for a shvua? So Ramban already addressed it. Ramban says here, Lo ya Yaakov choshe debeno hatzaddik ha'ohv lo sheyimer al mitzvos oviv al hadavar sheyvtichu v'amar anochi yaseh kedarecha. Yaakov wasn't choshesh that Yosef wasn't going to follow through. But also came l'chazik ha'inin be'inei paro. This was all for paro's sake. The paro should let Yosef go and bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. Ulai lo yitein lo rishus lihipari b'menu. Maybe Paro won't give Yosef rishus to leave him. And he'll say, send someone in his place. That is what the Ramban says. That means that the Ramban was learning that the Shavua would help at least Lagabe Paro. And Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Vav, it also seems to say there that this Shavua, Taka had some tokef to Paro. Now, Mi'ilach Gisa, there's a Chuvus Shvus Yaakov that the Mefarshim bring. Chuvus Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samaches is talking about a topic of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis, that if the Meis is Mitzvah to his to his kids to follow through on something he's with his Yerusha, with his Nechasim, then the kids have to follow through. So Shmuel Yaakov says that it is Machlokas Achronim, but Shmuel Yaakov says that halacha is only for his Nechasim and for his Yerusha. So is there a din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis on something like to bring him up to from out of Mitzrayim, which is not on any tangible Nechasim? On that, as Shmuel Yaakov says, there's a raya from here that there's no din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis.
Except for his dead body.
Because if there was, he wouldn't have made Yosef take a shua. The fact he made him take a shua means he wants to strengthen the topic Klapei Yosef, that even though there's no mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, but still he has to listen to this of the shua shibo. Also, that the topic from here, the whole musak of shua before Matan Torah is not clear. Even though you find it all across Bereishis by Avram, by Yitzchak, etc. So the whole vikuach if shvuas exist before Matan Torah, even for Ben Noach, are they musar on shvua? So if they're not musar, what's the topic? What's the idea of making a shvua to begin with? So the famous Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya Simen Shin Vav, says that the whole chiddush of the parsha of shvua is when you make a shvua klape yourself. If you say shvua that I'm not going to eat that piece of bread, so that's a chiddush of Torah, lo yachal dvaru, the shvua is chal. But when I make a shvua either to someone else, Reuven makes a shvua to Shimon or to Kadosh Baruch Hu or something like that, even without the Torah, Avi Nezer says misvara, it makes sense that I'm chayav to keep the shvua. I promise you something, I have to follow through on that promise. It's mitzvah sichlius. Even without the Torah, I have to follow through. So the content of the shvua here is even regardless, even if they Noach are not mitzvah on shvua, still, the idea of a shvua, what makes me have to keep the shvua, is that it's a mistavra idea that I have to follow through on the shvua. Now, okay, moving on. The rem is in the parsha here. The next, and pasuk perik memchet pasuk beiz. So Yaakov is hinei avicha chole. Vayagel Yaakov vayomer hinei bincha Yosef boi alecha. Yosef, your son is coming to you. Vayizchazek Yisrael vayeshev al amita. Yisrael was mizchazek and sat on the mita. So the Gemara says the same. The Rambam is here that the Gemara in the Darim says that when someone comes to vakra chole, he takes away achas b'shishim from his cholio. He takes away 1/60th from his sickness. Gemara says, Davka Bengilo, only someone who has the same mazel. Now we know that Yosef has the same mazel as Yaakov, because Rashi brings on the pasuk of Kiben Zukunim Hulo, one of the pshatim was that Yosef has the same mazel as Yaakov. So Zaftagra, but Yagel Yaakov Yomer Hinei. Hinei is Gematria 60, Hey and Hey is 10, Nun is 60. So Hinei Yaakov, Hinei Bincha Yosef Bo, Elecha, so that he says that Yosef, who Bincha Yosef boy Alecha, he's coming to you, and he's taking away 1/60th of your holy, and because he took away 1/60th by Yischazik Yisrael, Yaakov then had koach to get up by Yeshev al Amita, and he only had Hamita, Gematria 59, Hey is 10, Mem is 49, he had by Yeshev al Amita, he only has 59 of 60th of his holy left. That's the Groz Medayik that into the pasuk. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, Kel Shakai Nira Eli Beluz. So if you have a chumash in front of you, it's easier. If not, try to follow. There's an interesting ma'aseh in Shuvas Yibkiv Eger here. Shuvas Yibkiv Eger and Simon Ayin. The lashon of the pasuk is Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef Kel Shakai. So the first L is lashon chol El Yosef to Yosef. The second one is lashon kodesh Kel Shakai. So the ma'aseh happened. Someone wrote a sefer Torah. And it says in the Sefer Torah, Vayomer Yaakov, Kel Shakai. He left out the words El Yosef. So instead of Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai, it said Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai. Now, in general, you can just erase the words Vayomer Yaakov, make a little extra space, and maybe a couple words from the previous pasuk, and just fill in the words El Yosef. The problem here is there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Chof that says that the case there is basically, if you write something which is kadosh and you didn't have kavana. If you wrote one of the shemos which is kadosh, and you didn't have kavana to make it kadosh. So you had in mind to write the word Yehuda. The real word is supposed to be yud kei vav kei, and Yitaka wrote yud kei vav kei by mistake. So the question there is, what do you do? Can you erase that yud kei vav kei and rewrite it the kedusha or not? So the Chachamim say they, Chachamim say there, it's lo mina mufchar. It's not the best thing to do. Shaila, what that means in a second, we'll see. So here, presumably he left the word El Yosef, so maybe you could just rewrite it, Vayomer Yaakov El Yosef Kel Shakai. But since the Torah, since it wrote Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai, it could be that he left out the word Yosef Kel. It could be that the Sofer wrote Vayomer Yaakov El and then Shakai, in which case the words which are missing are Yosef Kel. Okay? So the suffix here is, he wrote the word Vayomer Yaakov Kel Shakai. So the El which is missing, is it the El Shel of Chol, of El Yosef? Or the Yerei Vayomer Yaakov El and left out Yosef Kel and left out the Kel. So to write it over here and make it Kadosh is not Pashut, because it could be that he is going over the shame. It could be that he's it's not clear if he's erasing the shame of Chol, the shame of Kadosh. So that was the question posed to him. Could he rewrite it? I think I have that right. And then Tvigo said back, this fake Sveika, he's allowed to rewrite it. First of all, it could be that he's just rewriting El Yosef, and even if, meaning that's the one which is missing, and even if he's going back on Yosef Kale, and he's rewriting that one, the Kedusha, which the Chum say is Anam Mina Mufchar.
Is it Anam Mina Mufchar the other way?
So, no, Anam Mina Mufchar is the one which was the Kedusha. You didn't have Kavanah that should be the Kedusha, and you're rewriting it the Kedusha. So, right, maybe that's...
No, you wrote the completely the wrong word that came out of word that's Kedusha.
Hmm? Oh, it came out the Kedusha. So, meaning, so your intention was to write El Yosef, and you wrote Kale, and you didn't have in mind to write Kale. Right. So, and even if it's Enam and Amufchar... So, because it's unclear... So he says it's fake Sveika, because Suffolk, maybe you wrote the right one, and even if you didn't write the right one, in the Sugya he says...
If it's Hashem's name,
then you can't rewrite it, the Kedusha, if you didn't have... I mean, Eino Mina Mufchar. So Eino Mina Mufchar means...
If you had in mind the Kedusha, can you erase it?
No. Can I erase Hashem's name?
I presume not. Right. You mean because it could be that if they wrote the shame, you'd be erasing the shame anyways.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I have to look at it again, I don't remember well. But, and then the shaila of Enam Mina Mufchar is, if Enam Mina Mufchar is that it's Pasul L'Chachila or even Pasul B'Diyavad. If it's Pasul L'Chachila, then at least B'Diyavad you're allowed to do this. Okay, let's move on. In Pasuk Ches and Tes, so Vayar Yisrael es bnei Yosef, Vayomer mi Ela. So Yaakov sees Yosef's kids and he says, who are these? Vayomer Yosef al others, Banai heim asher nasam li elokim bazeh. These are my kids that Hashem gave to me bazeh. What's bazeh? Rashi says, Herelo shtar erisin v'shtar k'suva. Yosef showed Yaakov shtar erisin v'shtar k'suva. So Star Arison, first of all, it's a raya that there is a musik of Kiddushin before Matan Torah, there's a musik of Arison. But beyond that, there's a famous pshat here from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, I believe when he was 9 years old, that he said the following. The Gemara in Kiddushin Samech Hayamabe says that if you're Mekayesh below Adam, so then the Kiddushin's nothing. Yosef and Osnas were in Mitzrayim. There was no Edom there. So how was there a Kiddushin? There's no Edom. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin there. What? The Shtar is not. I mean, how was there Kiddushin to begin with? Before Shtar, how is there a Kiddushin? I think Shtar is one of the ways of Kiddushin, but if without Edom, it's not good enough. Lechora. Could be if Ksav Yadu is good enough, maybe that's the shot.
Can't you ask that for anything else? Any other person
that is there? So whatever the getter of Yahadis is, which, you know, it's a different discussion, we're going to assume that in Mitzrayim, no one there was had the status of Yisrael or Yehudi enough to be considered Edom. That's the way the question is posed. So the reason why you always need Edom, the Gemara says, because of Chavli, of as the Gemara says, so usually, so Meikra Din, you would say, Hodos Baldin Kameh Edom Dami. If someone says they got married, Kameh Edom. Why does Hodos Baldin not work by Kiddushin? The Gemara says, because it's Chavli Achrini. When it's Chavli Achrini, there's no Din Hodos Baldin Kameh Edom. What's the Chavli Achrini? Is left Rashi. Because he becomes usher to her kroven, and she becomes usher to his kroven, that's called Chavli Achrini, and Hodos Baldin doesn't work. Now, where does the din of Hodos Baldin come from? So Rashi over there in Kedushin says it's from the parsha of Moda B'Mikzas. If someone is Hodos B'Mikzas, so they make a shvua and they're parted from the rest. That's from the parsha. It says Vayomer Viodelo. I forgot the lashon in the pasuk. It says Ki Hu Zeh. The ki hu zeh, as long as you're mode on part of it, then you take a shu and you're putter. So the concept of hadas bal din is the same concept, that if I'm mode on something, so that's like mea edem. So Kloisenberger said that's what Yosef was telling Yaakov. If you're bothered that I have no edem for these to be kedushin, if you're bothered that I have no edem for my kedushin to be chal, and you're worried about my kids being mamzerim or whatever it is, haralosh star erisin, that's ashanatanli elokim bazeh. I'm telling you they're my kids through hodos baldin kameh edem dami, which is learned out from the words ki hu zeh. It's from zeh is how I know that they're mine, hodos baldin. And if you're worried about chav liachrini, that usually hodos baldin doesn't work by kedushin because there's chav liachrini, well, we have no krovim and krovos to be usher to. So male, this is the case where hodos baldin could work. You're going to ask me, there are krovim and krovos in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah. At least in Mitzrayim, there's no krovim.
It's even better, but only krovim that's a problem are the same ones Yaakov didn't care about when he married Rachel. Yeah.
So male didn't want to apply then? Oh. Well, that was the pshat that he said. Moving along, in Perek Nun, so after Pa, Osnos, well, they have the same korban, really. Osnos Bastina, so they're not in Mitzrayim. Okay, after the brachos, we're skipping the brachos. In Perek Nun, Pasuk Aleph, Vayipol Yosef apnei aviv vayetkolo vayishaklo. So Yosef kissed Yaakov after he died. The last pasuk says Vayig vayasaf elamo, after Yaakov died. So can you kiss a mace? So the makor is
Christians hold yes.
So we hold that in Yoredeya Simen Shin Sadi Dalit,
it's pretty creepy.
The Pischei Tshuva brings from the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says a person who his son or daughter dies, don't kiss them. And on that, the Pischei Tshuva says Stavka, you can't kiss your son or daughter, but other krovim you could kiss, and Araya from this pasuk that Yosef kissed his father. How else could Yosef kiss Yaakov?
No, I mean, that doesn't prove that a father can't kiss a son or daughter.
No, it's Davka. Sefer Chassidim says you can't kiss a daughter, your son or daughter. Does Sefer Chassidim mean all krovim or Davka son or daughter? Davka son or daughter,
no,
because you see,
that's the raya.
But lechora is no raya according to the Or HaChaim and Maral Diskin that say pshat here is vayikala vayishak lo. What's vayishak lo? Davka to Yaakov, because since Gemara Tanya says Yaakov in a low mace. Says Vayikvo Vayosef El Amos is a Gvia. He didn't die, so Yosef is kissing a live person. So Mela is no Raya. But that topic of if Yaakov Avinu lo meis, what's the pshat in Yaakov Avinu lo meis? Gemara and Tainus is whole Asek. Gemara says he didn't die. Gemara asked, did they do Hesped and Kvura and Chanita for nothing? No, it's he found the pasuk to Darshan. The same way his kids are alive, so too he's alive. So the Shaka Tari is very funny. We're saying we treat him like he's dead, but we have a hekesh to say that he's still alive. So Rashi there seems to learn that Taka didn't die. Svurim hayusha meis. They thought he died, and that's why they had hesped and kvur, but he really was still alive. But a ton of mafarshim say there's different pshat. It means that his marshal, his nefesh is still alive, or klai shol is alive. So it says if he's alive, really he's dead. So it's machlokas if he's dead or alive, and it's mafmin el halacha. How to learn that I got to. Not meaning if there's a riot or not from here, Gabi Adin and the Shikas HaMeis, if he's really alive or not. Rabbi Gemara and Sota with Esav. So that also, Tosfos there points out, depends on how you learn that Gemara. When Esav's head fell into Yaakov's lap, Yaakov opened his eyes. So he opened. So Tosfos seems to learn he opened his eyes because he was still alive. Or you could have learned that Gemara there from Nase, that he was dead and magically he opened his eyes. That's how I always thought the shot was, but. Arachaim says low is Medea, low davka, low below lahem, like a mute. Okay, next pasuk. So then the pasuk says this by Yaakov and Yosef later on the parsha. Yosef commanded the rofim lachnot es aviv, chanita. What is chanita, which you translate as embalming? Okay, so there's a variety of
welcome to Egypt.
Welcome to Egypt. There's a variety of different explanations, whether it's mummifying somebody, or if it's taking out the organs and if it's taking out the organs and being mishamer the goof. But whatever
Yaakov
it is,
Yaakov is actually a mummy. I would laugh so hard.
So there's the Tshuvas Harashba and Tshuvas Harashba and Tshuvas Radvaz that bring a raya from this chanita for the following case. They understood the Maisa seemingly to be that if you need to bury somebody and the body smells, so you put on the lashon is you put some sid la'akel sabasar. I think it means that the body should decompose quicker. So the topic they're dealing with in the Tshuvas, the Radvaz is in Taf Pei Dalid, and the Rashba is in Shin Samech Tes, and the Ramo brings this Rashba in Yoredeya Shin Samech Gimel Sif Beis, that to put sid on the body that it should be ma'akel quicker, says there's no tsar. Don't worry about being mitzar the goof, and a raya from Yaakov.
No? Because for a goof, the faster it decomposes, the better it is.
We're talking about we're talking klape the person himself. The question is, does the dead body feel tsar?
Yeah, but so, the dead body we see from the Gemara and Brachos feels more tsar when it's in the actual mice of decomposing, so the faster it decomposes, the better off it'll be.
Okay, that would be a support. But that's what they're dealing with. Yes? Kerima little. So that's what they're dealing with in the Tshuva. The Radvaz, the person asked the Radvaz, isn't more mashma that there is, the goof does feel tsar. So Ayin Shami deals with that question. But he's saying right from here that this is the chanita going on in the pasuk. The pshat is la'akel sabasar. And on that, there's no tsar. That's the nidon.
Then my other question is like, don't we have this whole thing with like that vegan don't decompose and stuff?
Right, that they don't, Gemara says in Shabbos, they don't turn into offer until Shah Achas before Tchiyas HaMeisim.
So
I don't know what that has to do with.
Did he not decompose?
I hear. So we have to know what the chanita is for. Okay. So then we have another raya from this parsha lahalacha. When Yosef says over the shvuah, he says, Avi hishviyani lemor in pasuk hey, hinei anochi meis bekivri asher karisi li. Yaakov was saying, I'm going to die in this kever asher karisi li. What's asher karisi li? So there's two pshatim, either that he bought it, but Rashi says kipshuto that he dug it. He dug his own grave. But the issue is, there's a Ramah in Yoredeya. Simon, the Ramah in Yoredeya. Where is this? Simon Shin Lamed Tes. Brings the same Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. That a person, you should not leave a kever open unless you're going to bury the person that day. But to leave it open and to bury the person tomorrow is a sakana, and someone in the city is going to die soon. That's Ramah brings this Mahalacha. So how was Yaakov able to bury his own grave ahead of time? So Rosh Damon points it out. Rosh Damon Yelsa Shachar here says, is he buried up top? So Rosh Damon
speaking, somebody dying in like Mitzrayim is not so bad.
It's not in Mitzrayim.
Probably not going to be him.
So
there are even less Jews.
Rosh Damon says that he buried the kever and then covered it up.
Okay. It makes absolutely no sense. What's the point of that?
To not have this klal of someone dying. There's no ether.
I think so. He dug his grave and then filled it back.
Not filled it back. He covered it. Put a blanket on it.
Oh.
In the Tshuvas, yes, I'll talk to Rosh Hashanah now.
Sorry.
So the Tshuvas. However, there is a Tshuvas Tashbetz. The Tshuvas Tashbetz in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Gimel. Hitaka says that a person, his lashon is Adam Yochol Lachzov Kever Bechayev. You could dig your own grave in your life, and Raya is from here, from Yaakov. Seems to be my focus, if you can bury your own grave.
Dig.
Dig.
Burying your own grave is pretty creepy.
Dig your own grave. Last topic. In Pasuk Chaf, Yosef tells the Achim not to worry. Attempt that which you sold me, and they're asking for mechila. Atem chashatem alai ro'a, Elokim chashav l'tova. You thought you were doing bad, and Hashem thought it was good, that which you sold me, or at least thought to sell me. Or Chaim here, this very famous Or Chaim, the whole Velt is matmiya on the following Or Chaim. Let the Or Chaim, atem chashavtem l'ro'a, Elokim chashav l'tova, Hareze Dome, this is similar. L'mishavim l'hashkos chavero kos moves. You thought you're going to feed someone a kos of poison, something like that, a kos that will kill the person, vishgeo kosayin. And in the end, you gave him a regular cup of wine. She'en l'mishchayev klum. If someone does that, you're not chayev at all for what you did. Barehim peturim v'zakoyim gam b'dinei shamayim. You're puter l'gamrei even b'dinei shamayim. So that's why the Achim doesn't to worry about. Which agav is the Or Chaim is saying the Achim off? Lahore against the Rebbeinu Bechaya. Rebbeinu Bechaya says that since Yosef was never mochel, the Achim Mefurish, that's why they still had a little bit of the oven left over, and that's where the Esar HaRugim Malchus come from the Esar Achim that were mocher him. This Or HaChaim is saying they're pater legamri. Lahore, the Or HaChaim is not like the Rebbeinu Bechaya. However, the biggest kasha on this Or HaChaim is Lahore is against Mefurish against the Gemara and Nazir. Gemara and Nazir, the Sof Gimel, says, someone's mischavein lechol b'sar chader. You have in mind to eat a great juicy cheeseburger, bacon, whatever. V'olah b'yado tleh, and you get regular kosher meat. Tzorech kapara. You're not part of the gamer. You need kapara. And this is the same exact case here. What's Or HaChaim going to do with this gemara? That gemara says tzorech kapara. Here, the mischavein b'hashkos kos moves, the nizamin lo v'shgeu kos yayin, they thought to do bad to Yosef. What's the chiluk? It turned out to be good. Very nice, but since you had bad intentions, so Tzorech Kapara. Or HaChaim is against the Gemara. What's the chiluk?
I heard over here that they actually, dawned on him that it's Chai Misa, so...
Ooh, yeah, say.
So over here, it wasn't... You're right, that if it would have pulled through and if everything would have gone as planned, they would have been put there anyway.
Oh. And what does Or HaChaim mean when he says, L'hashkos Chaver Kos Moves? That Doma L'mishavim L'hashkos Chaver Kos Moves. So it doesn't mean that they were trying to kill him and it was a bad thing, like Chazir, like an Avera. It means Kos Moves, the Din Chayev Misa. The Or HaChaim Taka is one of the famous Pshatim that says that they tried to ban him because he was Chayev Misa. They held he was an Eid Zomei because that Yosef was saying Devei Sheker about Arayos and Eber Menachai. So they ban him Eid Zomei. What? Maybe they should be chayav because they don't in betos.
Ooh, I have another shot. If you try
not chayav misa, but maybe they also would be chayav b'dinei shamayim for making a mistake.
Is there such a thing as cruel and unusual punishment by us? If you don't someone misa, and you try, let's say you try giving him skilo, you push him down the hill, he doesn't die. And then you try pushing a stone on him and he doesn't die, whatever it is.
There's a process.
You keep
doing.
The dude that gets up and runs away, that one. Do you chase after
him? You have to kill him with however misa you can. What do you think the other fellow could be?
That over here, if we go find the pshat, they didn't actually sell him, or we just throw him in the pit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could have a shtickle therapy.
What's a shtickle therapy?
That they didn't actually do anything bad to him directly.
Meaning you want to say that it's not doma to mischavin lechol b'sar chazir, but also be able to play, because there, at least he did a maisa.
Yeah.
Here, they didn't even do a maisa. It was just a machshava.
Yeah.
If they didn't sell him. And that could be. Rechaim Kinevsky in Derech Sicha says that la maisa, they did need kapara. But they didn't need kapara klape. Yosef was telling him, and this Rechaim is saying, you didn't need kapara klape me. It's not like your chai b'nei shemayim that you owe me. That you owe me some money, or that there's any chet klape me. You did something wrong, you definitely need kapara klape shemayim, and that's the Gemara Nazir, that if you had kavanah lechol b'sar chazir, you need kapara. But he was saying, zakayim gam b'dinei shemayim, Rafayim Kevsky is saying, zakayim gam b'dinei shemayim klape me. There's no, grumma, you're chayim b'dinei shemayim, you have to pay, you have to, whatever the chiyuv is to that person, there's no chiyuv b'dinei shemayim klape me. But klape shemayim, there still is a chiyuv.
So then, what about the case of the wine glass?
Hareze dome l'mishchav l'hashkos chaver kos mavis v'shgeu kos yayin she'ena mishchayev klum. Ena mishchayev klum doesn't mean to Shemayim, it means to him. Even though you're saying it's to the person himself. So you're Chayav Klapei Shemayim because you tried to do something wrong. Say one last answer. In Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak, Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simen Ches, he wants to say that the whole din of that Gemara in Nazir is only when you ended up doing something which was a Rashut. So you ended up eating Tzar Tzle. There's no mitzvah to eat Tzar Tzle. You want to do an Avera, eating Tzar Chas, you ended up doing a Dvar Rashut. What if you ended up doing a Dvar Mitzvah? What if you ended up feeding someone Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos instead of the Tzar Chazir? If you would have done a Mitzvah, on that case you don't need Kapara. So he says, so too, here, since in the end of the day the Achim did a Tova, because in the end, that's what Yosef says, Kayom Hazel Lahachios Am Rav, you made a whole nation from this, so then you don't need Kapara. And he says,
not in a couple.
And he says with this, you could be Miyashev Ashver Levush. The Levush says, you have a husband and wife, and the husband was Hela Libotina, he's off, his mind's whack, he wants to do a Beirut. So he wants to be Bol Erva. So the Isha has a great idea. Isha says, I'm going to dress up as an Erva. Okay? And he'll be Bol me, and that way he'll get his, and it'll still be Mutter. So Levush says that she's allowed to do this. So, Lachor, the obvious kasha is against Gemara Nazir. Gemara Nazir says, this guy was Mishavin Lechol B'sar Chash, he was trying to be Bol Erva, and great, he got his wife. But Sara Kapara, so why should this be an Eitzah? Why is Levush saying you're allowed to, that she's allowed to dress herself up as an Erva and be Mutter?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's what?
Better than the other option.
Lemaisa, he's not saying this is of the two options. He's saying you're allowed to do this lechachila. So, whatever it is, the Beis Yitzchak wants to say from this that it's Beseder Gamor, even if it wasn't the last option, it's still a fine Eitzah, because since in the end of the day, it's not just also Rishus, he even was also Mitzvah, because he was Mekayim Mitzvah's own Mitzvah, Mitzvah's Peruvu, but being Bo'ol Ishto, Mimela, Bechia Gavna, you don't need Kapara, and this is still the answer, how the Levush can say such a Chiddush as well.